Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Welcome to episode number 43 of the Health Flow Podcast, and this is our week number 2 of our 8-week journey with weight loss. So I've got my 2 nurse practitioners, Chandra and Ashley, and just to put it out there right now, Ashley is towing baby in hand, toddler along her side, so if you hear anybody squirming and talking, it's those little ones. So, hey guys, thank you again for joining.
Good evening.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you again for inviting.
All right, so let's just get on into it. So this, what I've been learning a lot. Diet really is important. And when you put your mind to it, you could tolerate it. You can do it. You can change it. For me personally, I think the consistency and, like we said last time, the following with the MyFitnessPal and just knowing that I have a team with me has really focused me. I never really had a problem with exercising, so it's really has been what I've been eating. And I'm definitely learning that I don't need to eat as much as I used to eat. And now I'm just going with the flow. I just feel like, oh, I can do this. I can just keep on doing this. The challenging part is that the 10,000 steps. Okay, so it's ingrained. You have, if not what you work, it's not what you're doing, all that walking at work, you're still not making 10,000 steps. I think earlier in the pod, in our one of our episodes, Chandra said it was like at least 5 miles a day in order to, did you say 5 miles?
Yes.
To get that 10,000 steps. So it's really purposeful movement. It's having a plan to do some exercises that will take you there. So yesterday I was able to do my 10,000 and today I did my 10,000, but that's walking in my neighborhood after coming home. So, and this week I can proudly say I've lost 2.4 pounds and I'm just ready to go.
Yay!
So someone else chime in. Chandra, tell us what's going on with you. Or I should say Ashley, because the babies are being
okay. Now.
Let Ashley go ahead.
Okay, so this week I did not meet my goal. I'm not sure if it's because I didn't weigh myself normally like I normally do in the morning after first getting up. Mm-hmm. So I did it this evening after, you know, the long day. So I don't know how accurate my weight is, to be honest, this week. So it looks like I'm back to my original weight right from when we first started. But I have been maintaining the diet, but I haven't been making the steps due to numerous reasons. Today I attempted to make the steps and we got rained on. So that cut my exercise short. Mm-hmm. So I am, this week I've had a hard time with meeting the steps as we plan my 5 miles. Mm-hmm. So I have to work a little harder at that. But diet, I have been maintaining my diet and taking in between 1,200 and 1,500 calories is my goal. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I didn't weigh myself accurately. So I will give an update. Next week, I'm going to weigh myself in the morning and see if that difference will it be a difference with the accurate weight. Morning time is the best weight, you know, before you start your day.
I think it's inaccurate when you weigh yourself at night because you retain fluids and all that. You always weigh more after a long day standing on your feet. So definitely, yeah, I think you'll be happy to see next week that there's an improvement.
Definitely. So I'll update you guys and let you know what my weight is for tomorrow's date on next week's session. So yeah, but other than that, diet is going good. I just have to make that extra effort. Like we said, it's intentional steps. It you know, we thought it was going to be easy, 1,000 10,000 steps because of working and things like that, but it is intentional. That's why it's 10,000. Yeah. It's intentional.
Intentional, above and beyond.
Yeah.
All right, Chandra, let's get your progress report, honey.
So I lost another 2 pounds. Yay. Hey. So thanks. This
And it's showing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Well, this upcoming week is what I will be curious about, because usually when I lose weight, I tend to lose the first 6 to 8 pounds quickly and then I stall. So I'm really curious to see. I was more intentional in my steps, and I found out for me that I literally have to do at least a mile walk in my neighborhood, or just a mile. You basically have to do 2 miles a day to really get to where you were. Because I got up this morning and I did like a mile and a quarter. And then at work, and I'll usually, it's so funny, if I'm like at 8,000, I'm literally walking, pacing back and forth. And even when I went downstairs to the cafeteria, having the Fitbit makes me challenge myself. I know people probably thought I was crazy, but I literally was pacing in the cafeteria instead of standing still. And then I noticed, like today when I was waiting for a patient to get ready, I kind of just walked around outside the room instead of sitting down. So it does make you more aware of how much I do sit or stay, you know, stationary. So two days last week, I actually got 10,000 steps, but then the other days I was close. And so this week I've learned that all calories are not equal. Mm-hmm. Because I started to PMS. So I started my little usual snacking, but I did good. But I noticed I ate more nuts. And then I noticed my calories were dwindling away, like, whoa, wait a minute. And I only had like, you know, 2 servings, and then shoot, I mean, that's like 600 of your 1,000 calories, you know, even though it's a good fat. But I noticed that I started to tend to run over, where before when I was just doing mostly green vegetables and, you know, just very clean eating, even though the nuts aren't bad, but I think this week I'm not going to have, you know, as many. I bought the 100 calorie packs and I ended up eating 2 of them. So this week I'm going to look for, like, I had pickles today because they're low calorie. So just lower, I guess, volume stuff, because when you're looking for the calories, even though the nuts are healthy, they're still adding to your calories. And then if I'm not meeting my steps, I may have a stall in my weight loss. So I'm really be curious next week to see. And like Jean said, the community is wonderful. Being, you know, having my partners at work, and I just look over there and they eating stuff I can eat. It's like, oh yay, you know, so that's really been wonderful. And then I tried a meal prep this week. So I'll let you guys know how that's going. And I'm loving it so far, because I was really tired. I came home from work and I had some deliciously prepared kale and cabbage that was wonderful. And I didn't have to worry about cooking and just, you know, could eat and relax. And I'm learning how not to do without my wine. I'm drinking water and sparkling water. So, you know, making a lot of good positive lifestyle changes.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I see with you guys. What I'm seeing, the change I'm even seeing with you guys, yes, you're losing weight, but your skin is glowing. It's both of you. Yes, your skin is literally glowing. Wow. You know, so you could tell that you're drinking lots of water. I'm telling you, it's a difference. It is a difference. I can see the difference. I said I was going to remember to say that this week, we just have to stay focused. We're doing the right things. I'm convinced that we should learn to cut calories in a healthy way, other than doing the low carb, the keto, the this. I'm not saying that that can't work, but
the trends,
sustainable. The
right
diets are not sustainable.
You want a lifestyle challenge.
Exactly. Because the way I'm eating right now with this diet, I'm eating everything that I would want to eat, but within that calorie, you know, count, and the balance between the fats and the protein and all that. So weight, all this extra weight that has been on our bodies that we're trying to get rid of did not come on overnight. So therefore, we should not lose focus and think it's going to come off
overnight.
Mm-hmm. It's a journey.
It's a true journey.
It's a journey. It's a lifestyle change. But yes, it can happen. You could do it. And it's a healthy way to do it, you know, without, you know, just the fads. And then when you get off the fads,
you gain your weight back.
Right. We don't want that. We're learning how to maintain. So I'm really happy. I'm happy about the whole process so far. I really am.
Congrats for meeting the goals this week, ladies. We have a few more weeks to go.
Yes, we're going to keep on doing it. Now, I mean, I think we would really be amiss if we don't even briefly talk about all that's going on in the world right now. And I actually think that it's connected. COVID is connected because if you are obese, if you are unhealthy with comorbidities such as diabetes, hypertension, any type of cancers or, you know, just other medical issues, when COVID comes, if you get COVID, then you are at a higher risk for death and just a more complicated walk with COVID. Because COVID, what I'm learning from family members that have COVID is that it can attack every part of your body. It can attack your brain, your kidneys, your lungs. So it is important that we remain fit and that our goal is to be in the best health that we possibly could be in. Now, with the whole thing about police brutality and just the unfairness that African Americans have had to deal with, healthcare is in that. You know, they are more, a lot of times, we know we see this every day. It's our low income people, customers, and they're not always Black. They could be from any walk of life. If you're low income, you're low income. If you have no insurance and no health care, you're in bad health. So I just think all of the upheaval and all of the just the things that are going on in the world right now needs to go on, because it's like the pot has been boiling and now it's overflowing. And now, you know, we're at a point where things are being publicized, you know, phones and all that is bringing it out. We no longer have to go, you know, it's your word, his word. Now it's public. Everyone can see, and it's not fair and it's not right. We all deserve to be treated as humans with respect. You know, if a patient comes into the hospital, they're expecting that we're taking the best care of them. The police are to be out there policing and not killing people. You know, we know that they have families too, but you know, I treat people the way I want them to treat me and to treat my families. So these are human beings and we have to stop the violent, senseless killing. And that's what I have to say about that. You guys want to comment about what's going on in the world?
Of course, I totally agree with that. You know, I just think a lot, there needs to be a lot of restructure to the police system, the academy, the training, the requirements to even be a police are not as high as you would think. Because when you think about it, they're oh my gosh, so much can happen in their hands. Right. And they're such a trusted source, and they're just humans at the end of the day that come from all walks of life. So it needs to be a lot of cultural training in the police departments. They just really need to just go through the U.S. and just revamp the whole system. Yes, they need cultural sensitivity training. Because it's too much happening. And just think about things that's not filmed or that haven't been released that we haven't seen. If you think about what we see now on social media over the last 6 or 7 years, 10 years or whatever, just think about the things that that don't get caught on camera, you know, and it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to know that we're living in a time like this, and it takes you seeing someone being choked for 9 minutes to realize that our complaints are valid.
Yeah.
That's what's sad, because that happened to Eric Garner, and he didn't get this type of response from other races and cultures. And you know, I'm happy to see that the world is watching now, all over, you know. Yeah. Other countries are involved, other countries are protesting. It's amazing to see that. But to see someone die and struggle and have their last breath with 9 minutes of life, that's what it took to get this attention. Yeah. And that's just heartbreaking.
It is.
That's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. And I never want, as a mother of two young Black males, I don't want them to have to fear the police like that. That if they, you know, maybe get stopped for a traffic ticket, it could just go wrong like that. I mean, I know that I'm raising my children to be the best that they can be, but someone else can take them out because of their own aggression and their
their personal views. And that's the thing. The issue is, it's not even about the suspect. It's the police officer that directs that energy most of the time. You know, a lot of the times it's too aggressive. And it's just scary, because, you know, we know that it exists and it's happening every day to Black women and Black men. And even we've had Black kids to die. Mm-hmm. And because of the aggressiveness of how we're treated, just as a people, we're not treated with compassion, period.
Yeah.
And it's not all police officers. We know. Yeah. It's a lot of them.
It's enough. All right, Chandra, you have anything to chime in on?
I mean, I just echo the same sentiments you guys did. You know, I was just really disheartened by the inhumanity. You know, I couldn't even finish the video, because I just, like, how can someone be so insensitive to, as a police member, I feel like you first are a human being. Mm-hmm. And you cannot tell me that nothing in your mind clicked where, okay, I've been down here 9 minutes. You know what I mean? The suspect's not moving. You know, I didn't even understand why that took place. You know, from what I've seen, he was resisting get out of the car, but then once he got out, he laid on the ground. And so I'm thinking, what enters your mind to compress someone's airway and then continue to do that? Like, what was the
casually with your hands in your pocket?
Yeah, what was the goal? If the goal is to get him down, he's down. The goal is for him to be calm, he's calm. So at what point then you then say, hey, you know, I just think it's just, I don't even understand how he could sustain that position without hurt, you know what I mean? Without straining or saying, dang, my knees are hurting. So it just shows you the inhumane and the incompassion, unfortunately, that a lot of men of color, especially Black men, are treated with. I would hope to think if it was a woman, mm-hmm. you know, he at least would have been cognizant, but to me, have no regard of, this is a human being under me. Mm-hmm. And I've been on this person that my knees are hurting. I cannot.
Who's saying he can't breathe?
Right. Yeah.
Who's saying he can't breathe?
And then to me, the dogmatic ways in which no one even said, hey, like, you know, like, I couldn't imagine at work, you know, you or Ashley, you know, just have someone in a chokehold,
And after a while, I'm like, hey man, you know, I know he's okay. Like, you know, you want to loosen up something?
Let him go. Like, what are you doing? We would have been all in each other's face.
Or, you know, if they did, it wasn't enough to get attention. Like, hey, wait, you know, 5 minutes without oxygen and brain, you don't have, you know what I mean? Like, no one said anything like, okay, like maybe he really can't breathe. You know what I mean?
What's more alarming to me, Knight? I want you guys to give me your opinion on this, that we are in a state of seeing the police brutalize our Black men and women, and we see them killing us, and the only thing we can do is record, because we know that if we jump in, we will die. We will get shot down like a dog if I try to stop you from killing a suspect that's not even, we don't even know if he's guilty of the crime. Right. So to see, we got people watching and recording a human being dying, and nobody can push this man off of him because we fear the police that much. That's what's more alarming to me. Because if I was the witness to that, you never know what you'll do. But that's just something I don't think I could have just stood there and watched because of my compassion for healthcare. And I know that this man looks like he's dying. And it's like, you can't even help an innocent, well, not even an innocent person necessarily, but you can't even help a person in a bad situation because you're scared that you might not go home to your family and kids, because that's how brutal and the unethical the police in America have shown us. And it's just sad that we watch somebody get shot down, get killed, get choked out by the police, and we only can record. Yeah. That's what's alarming to me. What's alarming.
And then, like, Gina and I, we were talking, you know, the punishment for burglary is not death. You know, the punishment for running a red light is not death. You get to lose your life. Don't get me wrong. You know, yes, there should be people not breaking. I mean, there should be people abiding by the law, not breaking the law, but that is not the punishment for that. You lose your life because of a fake $20 bill. Right. I mean, really, you know, that's not.
Well, we don't even know if it was fake. So, yeah. You know, when you're getting arrested, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
You know,
innocent until proven guilty. So it doesn't matter. That's not up for the police to judge if you're guilty or not. Right. That's one thing. The police feel that they're not all police, but they are above the law. And that's the issue. Because if you look back to history on why police were created and who were the original police officers, history repeats itself. Everything is rooted from our history here in America. And we have a deep rooted history of racism in the way we view African Americans. And it shows in everyday situations like we just experienced.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, ladies? This is like this, you know, I knew that we couldn't just, in lieu of all that's going on, we couldn't just like business as usual, you know, talk about our weight loss and not really touch on this topic. This is important to everybody. It's real. Racism exists. It really does exist in especially in medicine. In medical care, it exists.
All the isms, sexism, it's all relevant. Yes, it's all relevant. And I just think, you know, if that was my spouse, and what if we, you know, people watch their loved ones die by the police, you know, and it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
But even with all of that, I'm just encouraging everyone to be the best that they can be the healthiest that you can be, physically and mentally, because we've got a lot of people dealing with mental issues from all of this. I mean, it was bad enough we're in COVID, and now like the racism have taken over the care for COVID to the point where you know, people are out. Please just don't forget to still wear your mask. Still try your best to make, you know, to wash hands, wear masks,
social distancing.
distancing. Don't forget all those things while you're out walking.
Because COVID is real, and we probably will see a spike over the next few months due to all the protesting. And you know, it's real. COVID is a real issue.
Yeah.
And like we just said, a lot of underlying comorbidities makes it much harder to survive COVID. So, you know, we have to get our health together and our mental health, because when I say I feel like I have post-traumatic stress from all the black on black crime, the police brutality, just from seeing so much violence on social media, it has taken me to a whole nother level mentally. It's just heartbreaking, and it makes you scared for your kids' future, because it's so much violence and people just don't care about people anymore. And, you know, we just got to find that compassion and, and go back to biblical, faith is important. It guides us. You know, it's so many denominators to why, the world is the way it is. But we just have to stay prayed up and hope for the best. But one good thing that is coming about this with George Floyd's situation is, since we're in this pandemic, you have time to focus on it, because we don't have much to do. Everything is still shut down. So now it's like, you got to pay attention. You can't say you don't know. Right. You can't, because, everything happens for a reason. We're at a standstill in America.
We can't say we don't know. I am proud to see our white brothers and sisters out there on the front lines. I think the youth is the one that's really is just taking this, and we need to just support them, the ones that are on the front line, by just, supporting and being there. We want them to protest, but protest, of course, safely. We're not about anybody tearing up or burning anything down.
Looting.
We know that there's people who coming in to loot, to stir up things, and it's not the protesters. So just a reminder to love on each other more. I mean, that whole thing, all we need is love. Yeah, we need love, but we need respect. And I think if you love, you respect, and we need to care for each human being as a human being. We all bleed the same, regardless of the skin color. We all have the same organs. We all can suffer the same diseases. So please don't think that anybody is better than anyone because of skin color. That's what I would love to see. All right, ladies, thank you so much. Any last words, finally?
Well, Jean, I just thank you for this wonderful platform. I'm so proud of everything you're doing and building into the community. So, kudos for you.
Thank you.
My last word, just because I'm passionate about this issue that's currently going on, that I'd like to touch on what you said. I'm so happy, and it warms my heart to see other races support this movement.
Yes.
Because it's not up to us to fix the system, because we didn't create the system. Amen. So it's gonna take other races
to step in,
and pretty much white people to come in and speak out. Because silence is just it's the same as racism to me. It's as equal. So I'm just so happy to see us, all people fighting for us.
All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at TheHealthFlow, also on Facebook at The Health Flow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.